So you graduate from OU in 1952. Back to Janine, how many years were you married?
We were married 57 years when she died.
How old was she when she died?
She was 77.
What did she die of?
Of lung cancer. Neither of us ever smoked. One of those mysteries of cancer, which has caused our family to focus very much on cancer research in different institutions.
Let me bring you back here, because you talked about economic situation of where you lived and your neighborhood. I found it interesting, the paper you wrote was about children in Cleveland County. What was the name of that thesis?
Because I was an economics major. The economics of the AIDS-dependent children program. Just as pertinent today as it was then.
What did you draw from that?
Well, in those years, there was no such thing as privacy. So I had all the files of the family. I was in the homes of the family. I met the children. I met the parents. I understood all their circumstances. And it was very clear that it was multi-generational. Their parents had lived the same life. I would find that a family of eight, let us say, because they were typically large families, there would be one break out of the circle of poverty. And virtually it was always because of some outside influence, some outside person that they had encountered that introduced them, you can do more, and this is how you do it, and I can help you do it. I concluded that probably just aid, all it would do is sustain. It did not cure the problem of poverty. If I went back to the same names of the same people today, three generations later, I would speculate they would essentially be in the same economic condition.
There are organizations who try to break that cycle. Maybe one person at a time or whatever. It's tough, isn't it?
Well, you know, I, for my whole career, attempted to focus on what is the universal solution. And I still believe it to be so. Education is that fulcrum that allows escape. But it's got to start when they're born, and the nutrition as they're in the womb. Universal solutions don't work. So at this point in my life, I have begun to focus on individuals that I can tangibly see progress.
Right, and to help them walk out of it. Yeah. And I'm sure you have several success stories in that area.
I do have. And that does not suggest that I'm not just as concerned about working with education, because I've got a number of involvements in education. Even today.
That paper, that was when you were at OU.
My master's degree. I was in the Army immediately after I graduated and went overseas.
This was during the Korean War.
Yes. Because Janine and I were so young, we collectively decided that instead of coming back from Korea, I would transfer within the theater, which was a right we had. I'd accepted a regular Army commission, which was theoretically at least one step below a West Point graduate, not a reserve officer. So I had some options, and I transferred to Okinawa, and she joined me. It was a time of maturing. It was a good time.
You started with the ROTC, Officer Training Program, in college at
yes.
the OU, commissioned in 52, and then you were an artillery officer.
That's correct.
You were awarded the Bronze Medal.
Well, you know, I was a good administrator. There was no valor involved.
And the Army Commendation Award.
Yes.
Do they all get that?
No, the colonel liked me.
What rank did you leave the Army?
I was first lieutenant.
That all was a good experience for
Wonderful
you.
Experience, a very maturing experience. And I saw the world then, which I'd never seen.
How old are you then?
Four, well, five. I went in the Army at 22, something like that.
Are you beginning to wonder, I know you are, what you're going to be when you grow up?
Well, as my son said, you need to figure out how to be 90. I'm still figuring it out. If I can't be relevant, I don't want to be alive. I've had a good life. I've had more impact, not as much as I would like to have had, but for a kid on Pickard Street, born in 1929, I've done as much as I could have done with what I had to work with.
And you're still doing more.
I'm trying.
And I remind people, you are 90 years old. Other things are going on in the world. The 1955, the polio vaccine was considered safe. Did you know anyone who had polio, or were you afraid?
Oh, I did. If you asked me to give you their names, I probably couldn't. Sure, I remember a number of people that were crippled by having polio. And the thought of your life being confined to an iron lung, I don't see how you'd continue to live. So yes, very well aware.
A communicable disease. We were afraid to be near anybody who could have had it.
Yes.
We talked about Roosevelt, who had polio.
Yes.
I don't know that the nation knew about that.
Well, he tried to avoid them knowing.